This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh were consigned to flames with full state honours at Nigambodh Ghat in New Delhi today. The funeral pyre was lit by his eldest daughter, Upinder Singh. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Jagat Prakash Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid their last respects to the former Prime Minister at Nigambodh Ghat. Besides, several leaders from Congress Party, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi offered their tributes. Dr. Manmohan Singh died on 26 December at AIIMS, New Delhi at the age of 92. The Union Home Ministry has said that the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said in a statement that the government received a request from the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in this regard yesterday. The ministry said, immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. The Haryana government today approved the revision of the ex gratia amount to be given to the families of battle casualties of armed forces personnel and central armed police forces personnel. The ex gratia amount has been increased from 50 lakh to 1 crore rupees. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini informed this in a press conference. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has ordered an inquiry into the allegation that non-government people are collecting personal details of residents of Delhi for the proposed Mahila Samman Yojana. He also said that the Commissioner of Police may direct the field officers to take action as per the law against the persons who are breaching the privacy of citizens. He ordered action against private individuals organizing camps for fraudulent enrollment in government schemes. The Delhi LG ordered a probe in this regard after receiving complaints from Congress's New Delhi Assembly constituency candidate Sandeep Dixit. The Rajasthan government announced that 9 out of the 17 new districts created by the previous government will be dissolved. Apart from this, the divisional status given to Pali, Banswara and Sikar will also be abolished. A correspondent reports that 8 new districts will remain intact. This decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held today. Rajasthan's Parliamentary Affairs Minister Jogram Patel said these districts and divisions were established prior to the elections without proper consideration of practicality. He said a review committee concluded that these districts were not viable. In Himachal Pradesh, intermittent snowfall continues in the upper areas while light rain continues in the lower areas. Normal life has been affected due to snowfall in upper and tribal areas and power supply has been disrupted in many places due to hundreds of electricity transformers being damaged. About 4 feet of snow has fallen in the upper areas of Lahol Spiti district, while the famous tourist city of Manali has also been covered in a white sheet of fresh snow. Due to snowfall, traffic activities have been affected on more than 100 roads and the administration has deployed heavy machinery to open them. The weather department has predicted that snowfall will continue in the upper regions of the state throughout the night today. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev following the downing of a commercial plane in Russian airspace that killed 38 people. However, Mr. Putin stopped short of acknowledging Russia's responsibility for the incident. After a phone call between Mr. Putin and Mr. Aliyev, the Kremlin said the Russian president described it as a tragic incident occurring while Russian air defense systems were actively repelling Ukrainian drone attacks. Earlier, some media outlets reported that the plane targeted by a Russian air defense system as it attempted to land in Chechnya was forced to divert over the Caspian Sea. It crash-landed in Kazakhstan, killing 38 of the 67 passengers on board. Reigning world chess champion Gukesh D met Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister lauded Gukesh D's determination and dedication, saying that his confidence was truly inspiring. He mentioned that Gukesh's prediction of becoming the youngest world champion has now clearly come true thanks to his own efforts. The Prime Minister also remarked that Gukesh embodies calmness and humility. And that is the end of this news bulletin.